Had that patient had taxanes before?
My memory says that that patient did not. However, we have had some non-small cell patients who have had previous taxane. The one caveat is that there was a reasonable amount of time between their previous exposure to paclitaxel and when they got Abraxane. But we have seen responses in patients. Now, you could argue that maybe if you gave them Taxol again since it had been 6 months that they would have responded anyway. But we've definitely seen patients have responded. I know there is some breast cancer data looking at Abraxane in which they have documented some responses in patients who have been pretreated both with paclitaxel and docetaxel. Taxol. So again, this delivery system in the whole albumin technology may actually be an efficacy advantage in terms of getting the drug where you want it to be. What I've been wanting to try to see, just the opportunity has not arisen clinically yet, is to see a patient who had a grade 3 or 4 hypersensitivity reaction to paclitaxel and then retreat the patient with Abraxane. We haven't done that, but obviously that would be proof of concept in terms of the utility of this agent with regard to hypersensitivity reactions. But I've certainly had my share of severe hypersensitivity reactions with paclitaxel, but I haven't seen many of them since we've been working with Abraxane. Our problems are related to hypersensitivity reactions with cetuximab. That's a whole other issue, but I've not had any paclitaxel ones recently.